Tom and Leah are the Watchers.
I realised that last week when I wasn't here, that would have made the podcast go 33% quicker. Is that right?
Actually,
or was it 66% easier?
It was 66% easier, but Tom and I still managed to fill up the time with endless drivel.
Oh, phew, because I had a lot of trouble sleeping. I really did.
Well, welcome back, Ash, and happy new year.
Happy Festivus for the rest of us, everyone.
What the hell is going on, Tom? 2018 already.
Molto bene.
Oh, he's so Italian right now.
Hey, I'm sure you can hear my hands.
That's how I knew it wasn't Spanish, because of the hand gestures. Hand gestures mean Italian?
Ah, yes, they always do.
Spanish, I think, is more sort of facial expressions.
Andiamo, let's go.
Do you want to hear something really strange? We have listeners in Port-au-Prince, or however you pronounce it, Haiti.
Oh.
We have listeners in Haiti.
Wow.
I'm pretty impressed. So.
Bula? No, that's Fiji.
Hola. French. Oh. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Basically, hi, I'm in Haiti.
Or how about g'day?
G'day,
we'll give you a big fat g'day from Aussieland.
Could easily be an Australian in Haiti at the moment. So,
yeah.
If you are, we miss you a lot.
Yes, come back home soon.
And if you're not, come and visit.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
We're open. Address is. Welcome to We Are The Watchers. This is episode 7.
Woo.
We've been busy.
Getting up there.
Yeah, definitely. When we get to double figures, what are we going to do? How are we going to celebrate?
Oh, I might lean back in my chair a little more.
I'm hoping Ash will sing a song. It'll be an improv song.
In a G-string.
Do you have to?
Mankini?
Borat style, yes please.
Can you pop out of a cake?
I can pop out a kiwi fruit.
From where?
His secret holster.
Today we've got a lot to get through. We've been
Sorry,
watching.
Can we call that the kiwi toot fruit? Apologies for derailing, but I felt it was worth it.
I don't know what it is. Ash, you're right. As soon as you get back in, it just.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
It just happens. It's him. It's this guy sitting next to me.
I think you're the bad influence on him.
Oh, okay. Guilty as charged.
We should also mention that we are in a brand new space. We've been moving around a fair bit recently, but this is sort of our permanent spot now.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's super professional, and we may in the future take some photos and show you once it's completely finished, but it's workable now.
I reckon. One time when we have a season finale or something, we could live stream from in here.
Oh, yes, please.
Absolutely.
That could be a bit of fun.
Yeah, that'd be super fun.
Maybe when Westworld comes back.
When's that?
I don't know, but I'll do it by myself if you two want.
Okay.
Because I'm psyched for Westworld to come back.
Season 2, right?
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I'll catch up.
It's a really, really good show.
I want to know where it left. No, don't say where it left off. Did it leave off in a sort of real cliffhanger?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Like Lost season 1 style cliffhanger of, wow, this hits a hard reset on this show. And where does it go from here?
Are you busy trying to figure out what'll happen? Like, are you throwing conspiracy theories and whatnot through?
Look, the show hasn't been on for more than a year at this point, I think.
Okay.
It's one of those every 2 years shows.
That's annoying.
Yes, so 10 episodes. But for a long time, during it especially, there were a lot of conspiracies and mysteries to try and unpack, discussions online and stuff.
Hey, speaking of mysteries, Ash, we've got something we need to tell you in a little bit. There's a couple of programs that you'll be pretty keen on that have appeared back on television or streaming services.
Oh, do tell.
That you have mentioned in the not too distant past. Mm-hmm. We'll also be throwing a watcher alert for everybody. We'll be starting to watch a new show, newish show, this week. Based on a listener review and or suggestion, I should say. So,
is that a group thing?
Yeah, we're going to get on board and we'll all have a. Have you already watched it?
I've already jumped on board.
That's all right.
Okay.
No, that's good. That means you can tell us if it's worthwhile. We're only basing it on one person.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
All right, we'll get to that. Firstly, though, Tom, what have you been catching up on over the Christmas and New Year break?
Almost everything's off air at the moment. There's no new episodes, which has been difficult.
Yeah.
I've struggled a little bit. That said, The Good Place comes back in 2 days.
So, oh, nice.
Great. In the States.
Holy fork and shirt doors.
Yep. with the bench. So I'm very excited for that. But I finally got around to watching Inhumans, which is a Marvel TV show. It's
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it was really bad. Which is not something you'd expect me to say about a Marvel property. No. I'd heard plenty of rumors that it wasn't great. It's not awful, but it had been pitched as a film, and they'd announced it as a film years ago that they were going to do the Inhumans, and then all this behind the scenes stuff happened, and it got pushed away.
Yeah.
To understand the wider context of it, basically, Fox has owned X-Men, Deadpool, and that's why they put out those movies. They have the film rights for that, and the guy that runs Marvel Entertainment, not anymore, but the guy who did for years, had a real issue, and so basically told Marvel Comics to stop focusing on the X-Men much.
Mm.
So there's a family called the Inhumans. They live on the dark side of the moon. They are a...
Hang on a second.
I know.
That's where the Transformers live.
I know. They're neighbors.
Metropolis.
They're neighbors, but they're basically kind of like humans, but when they're exposed to a crystal that cracks open and sprays a mist, basically spores, then they evolve, and it's completely random as to
is
what
happens.
Is this
Gremlins? I feel like we're talking about Gremlins.
It's a very odd show, and some people get great powers, like their leader, Black Bolt. He can't ever talk because any noise he makes is sonic booms, and he accidentally killed his parents when he was a child by saying...
stepped on a bindi.
No, he said, what?
All right.
They came to him with some bad news and he quietly went, what? And it blasted them into like ash shapes on the wall and this sort of stuff.
So they look like ash.
Yes. But then some of them get really awful things. Like one guy named Eldrak got turned into a giant teleporting door.
That's a thing?
His face is still on it and it hurts him to teleport people, but they make him. They also have a giant teleporting dog. Because they like getting around.
So teleporting's a big thing. It's a travel show, basically.
Kind of, but...
it's like Getaway.
The Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones, plays the twisted evil brother who has...
How weird that he would be a twisted evil character.
No, you wouldn't expect it. But he basically has a coup on the moon and throws out the royal family, and they spend the spend the series in Hawaii trying to get back to the moon.
Okay, it does sound ridiculous, doesn't it, Ash?
It sure does.
And it had a lot of potential, but it didn't quite live up to the expectations. I don't know if they'll get a season two, but I can understand now why it didn't get made into a film, because if it had, it would have been Marvel's first bomb.
Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't have worked as well. But it was only 8 episodes for a Christmas holiday viewing. It was fine.
Yeah, fine.
It wasn't something I was particularly amped for. And I watched all of it across 2 nights.
Yep.
I didn't hate it. It was there. It was fine. It was good. But
so on a number scale, it's not the positive. It's not the negative. You're just sitting flat at 0.
Around a 4
around
or 5.
A 4. Okay.
On a phone and iPad scale, were you doing things on your phone and iPad whilst watching?
I was watching on iPad whilst building Lego.
There you go.
Okay.
I've built a lot of Lego.
Mm-hmm.
Was this stuff that you got for Christmas?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got Lego Ninjago City, which is the second biggest kit I think they've ever produced.
How big are we talking?
It's 6 building stories.
Wow.
Up. And so the bottom two, it's all themed around ninjas and Japan. The bottom two is old Japan. The middle is shopping district and the top is high rise.
Have you invited Ash around to play?
No, but I'm going to bring it to the office.
I've been way too busy putting Lego together for kids.
Oh, what kind of stuff did your kids get?
Ninjago.
That's what it's
really?
About.
Is this the thing? Is this the it now? Yeah. This is 2018.
It's pretty insane.
So did you get similar things or is there a whole
The boy got
range?
He got Ninjago and the girl got what is that?
Friends.
What is friends. Mm. Yes, friends. Thank you for being a friend.
For a minute there I thought there was a Joey and there was a Rachel and a Monica.
Oh, we're all on different friends. I'm talking in-betweeners.
You were talking Golden Girls.
I'm talking Golden Girls. And here we go talking about the actual friends.
Football friend.
Now, anecdotally, it sounds like Lego's really had a good Christmas this year.
I believe this past year was the first year in like 9 years that it hasn't seen a massive jump in profits.
Oh.
And it just maintained steady this
year. Right.
They did almost go bust about 15 years ago, I believe it was. Lego almost went through the floor.
Because they refused to do licensing.
Exactly.
They only wanted to have their own licenses. And now they've flipped it.
They got some dude in and he flipped it all around and here we are.
thought you were going to sing a song then for a second.
Lego rules the world.
The Lego is actually it's a better price return guarantee than gold.
How so?
As in stocks?
Well, if you get sets that have been discontinued, some of them, you would be amazed how much the resale is.
Oh, really? Is that right?
They did a set, I think about 10 years ago, of the Taj Mahal.
Oh, yeah.
Massive set. And they only sold it for about 3, maybe 6 months.
Oh, it's probably about time I go and cash in that Lego bracelet that I've got.
Well, once it's opened, not much chop. Oh, okay. Once it's built, not much chop. But if you, there are collectors, because you get better returns than gold. Mm. So I've got certain sets at home that I've had for years, haven't built, haven't opened.
Mm.
I probably will still build them one day, but I could cash them in further down for 10 times what they were worth.
That's insane. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. Have you got a lot of Star Wars stuff? Either of you two got Millennium Falcon Lego?
I'm keen, but I don't yet.
I don't. I'm much more into building cityscapes. So I like it. Every year they put out, it's called the modular range. They're buildings, houses that fit together and build a street. So I think I've got about 9 or 10 of those houses now.
This is reminding me a bit of Lego World.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's a little bit like that. But I don't use the Craggle. I don't glue things together.
Okay.
And it's all for playing for me and my daughter.
You set them free.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like, I like the McFarlane toys. McFarlane toys do a good spin-off of Lego registered trademark. and it, excellent stuff, which I believe, you know, you guys have seen in the old studio and with the Walking Dead stuff.
Yeah, that's great fun.
Interesting fact about the McFarlane stuff, whereas it's called Lego studs, they're called McFarlane nipples.
Oh, wow. Nice little tweak on the name there.
Yep, nipples.
Do they giggle every time they say that?
Probably.
I would.
I would too.
The guy that runs McFarlane invented Spawn. He's a cheeky chap.
Yeah.
Oh, Spawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Which is getting a comeback. There's another movie going to happen. R-rated, hard R-rated.
Who was Spawn last time?
Michael J. White.
Okay.
Who's your bargain basement version of Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, okay.
But he's an amazingly good martial artist.
And that's why they had him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy, and I've got no pants on.
Ash, I know you were on holidays, but did you get to catch up on anything movie or TV-wise?
I didn't get to catch up on anything, but we did get a message on Facebook.
Well, look, while we look that up, should I let you know about the other thing that I watched, which I recommend plenty of our listeners check out?
Go, please.
There was a 6-part documentary series, and I can't remember the exact name, but it's something along the lines of Robert Kirkman's Guide to Superheroes.
Ooh. What was going on with this? This sounded right up your alley.
It so was. So it's on AMC, same network, and everything is Walking Dead. And it's literally 6 episodes that each deal with one key element in the history of comics. So there's one about the birth and creation of Superman, but the episode's far more about Siegel and Shuster, the two guys that invented him, who had the rights to him taken off them by DC and Warner, and they fought for best part of 60 years to get their name put back on. Really interesting watch. One about the history of Wonder Woman and how the guy that invented Wonder Woman was in a polyamorous relationship, very into BDSM, and that's why Wonder Woman has a lasso of truth and is constantly tied up, or others are tied up.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Next time you watch Wonder Woman...
Oh, yeah.
And whole different context.
I won't be having pants on.
Each of these, I'm just giving you the sliver of why they're worth checking out. But there's one on the history of Image Comics, which was basically all the top artists from Marvel in the early 90s. The 7 of them walked out and formed their own company and were treated like rock stars. and it was a big shift. One on the history of Marvel and, you know, how the X-Men were... racist allegories for, you know, for, sorry, allegories for racism happening and all the fears of science. It's just, I really recommend this show. There's even one about Milestone Comics, which is the first African-American comic book company and focused entirely on African-American characters.
Okay. What was it called again?
It's Robert Kirkman's Guide to Superheroes or something like that. It might be Guide to the World of Superheroes.
I'm sure if you Google some of those words, it'll come up.
Yeah, but if you like any of the stuff that we talk about and you want to delve into the background on it, this show was fantastic. Really good interviews with people. Kirkman, as the creator of Walking Dead, you'd expect to be in there all the time. He's literally only in the Image Comics episode, the last 10 minutes, when they're talking about how Walking Dead reinvigorated the company.
Oh, okay. All right. So, nice.
Double thumbs up. That's my balance in Inhumans. Inhumans was okay comic book material, but this was bang on.
Yeah, you don't have any more thumbs to so that's the top score.
That's it. I saw a toe coming up from under the table there.
I hope
that was a toe.
It was a pant thumb.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Now, Ash, you were alluding to a message we got on the Facebook page, the We Are The Watchers podcast Facebook page, from Stephen Dallywater. He said, "Hey, Watchers, I've been enjoying your podcast. As a parent of two kids, Stan and Netflix are as close as I come to a social life. Have any of you watched Godless?" He flew through it, he said, despite the long episodes. Now, I haven't had a chance to get into it yet, but Ash,
I had a sneaky peek.
And what do you reckon?
Just last night. But firstly, just let me say, Stephen Dallywater, if you could just stop sending those pictures by message, please, mate. That'd be really, really kind of you.
That's strange, because Tom and I are not getting them.
No.
Add us on WhatsApp.
Say what?
Add us on WhatsApp.
Yes.
Old man.
But Jennifer from Rockhampton, you can keep sending them through, sweetie. That's
Steve will know. Steve's young and hip.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I looked at his profile. He works at the zoo.
Oh, does he? How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom.
He's a seal trainer.
I'm
not kidding. He's a seal trainer.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Like on The Voice.
Sure.
So does he do, I wonder if he does the shows. You know how they do the shows, the seal shows at the
zoo? I think the trainers do.
That's really cool.
I saw a photo of him like right up about to kiss a seal.
Well, if he wasn't famous before, he's famous now because he's been mentioned on this podcast.
We love you, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And about this show, Stephen, you could have warned us that, firstly, that the episodes are an hour long.
Oh, come on. You watch Walking Dead.
I know, but it's not an hour long. Like, these were a solid hour. But that's okay. That's all right.
Sure.
It was late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably should say that if you're planning on watching this, don't do it just before you go to bed.
Okay, why? Is it because of the length or
Content. Okay. The content. Now, it's full on. Now, we've watched The Walking Dead and there's a lot of gore. Obviously, it's very sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this show takes you into the Wild West and it takes you up close, personal and inside. It is really, really well done. And I've been shooting as a kid with my uncle. I've skinned kangaroos. I've had kangaroos' intestines thrown at my face.
Standard.
You stumbled into a strange village after paddling down a river and someone was playing banjo.
This is what I used to do as a kid. This show, watching the effects and the gore on it, it turned my stomach a little bit. It was
really?
Whoa, that's awesome. Geez.
So the effects are excellent. And the opening scene in the first episode gets you hooked, absolutely hooked. It is a very, very full-on show as far as effects and gore and things go. Still trying to get hold of the storyline.
Okay.
But I think that's part of that's part of this show, is that you want to watch the next episode and you want to watch more to see where it's going. But first episode, love it.
All right.
Fantastic.
Absolutely love it. So, and as far as the cinema experience goes, the cinematography, the way it's been shot, the colour grading, everything is really, really well done. There's a big budget on this show.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah.
This is Netflix, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's a Netflix original.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, they've thrown a fair few bucks at it by the looks of it. It's really, really, really good.
Steve's recommendation, are we giving that high five up top or download too slow?
Well, let's just wait. I think we should... I'm going to watch the next episode. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I reckon you guys jump on it as well and see if we should have the same experience with it. Just don't watch it late at night.
Okay, that's a good heads up, because I watch The Walking Dead during the day usually. I do the afternoon shift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when I watch it. So
it makes The Walking Dead look like play school.
Okay. Well, if you want to join us in Stephen's
conversation.
That's right, in Stephen's watching suggestion, let's try and get through as many episodes as we can in the week. And if you have watched it or you're in the middle of watching it, send us a message.
Send
us a message through the Facebook page. And we will sort of all have a communal message for him that way.
Oh, yeah. No pictures.
Of what?
Anything.
Okay.
Pictures are fine. You're a grown man.
Oh, come on, man. Just.
You sent me a dick pic by accident. I sent one back. You're welcome.
This bromance is gorgeous.
That's what friends are for.
I didn't, did I?
You did.
I did not.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
Do I need to be here for this or?
Yeah.
Don't.
Can I just, we really need to paint a picture right now. Ash's face has now turned from, haha, how funny, to, oh no, is this actually true?
It's blackmail material.
Anyway, next week on the podcast.
No, we haven't even finished
okay.
This one.
Oh, shit.
You know what? We could use it as our logo. And when it's the, when it's the squashed up version, it just says Watchers. But when we need a banner, it can read Holy, We Are the Watchers when it gets big.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Ash, I've got one more episode left of Big Little Lies.
Oh.
Which was the Reese Witherspoon TV show based off an Australian book set on the northern beaches of Sydney, but obviously the TV show has been set in LA somewhere.
Yeah.
It's, I'm not giving anything away, it's a murder mystery.
Uh-huh. Where do you find this?
Foxtel.
Uh-huh.
It's on demand, so you can watch it anytime.
Yep.
It starts off and something's happened. Clearly, someone's died.
Mm-hmm.
And then it flashes back. So you watch the whole show not knowing who the victim or the attacker is. Or if there has been, or if it was an accident. Or you have no idea. Really good.
It's very time jumpy, is it?
Only that beginning bit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a lie. It does jump forward to witnesses being interviewed by police.
Oh.
But you never see the main characters being interviewed, so you don't know who's survived or who's in trouble.
Where's it shot?
Look, it's called Monterey. I don't know if that's a real place.
It is.
It is. Mm. It's in Monterey. Then.
They have otters in the water.
Oh.
It's in Canada,
Canadian.
Yeah.
Monterey. No, I think it's on the way up to San Francisco.
Oh.
It's got that sort of Upper East, West Coast look, I guess. I just assumed it was LA, but it probably isn't.
I think it's kind of like how Santa Monica, no, not Santa Monica, but I think it's Sacramento or something. As you go further south towards San Diego, it's kind of like the flip of that if you're going up towards San Francisco.
Okay.
I think they tried to find a place that had similar sort of people.
Yeah, it's the northern beaches of Cali.
Yeah.
Okay, fair call.
Hang 10 dudes.
Yeah, dude, hang 10. Anyway, Shocker. It's very good. And the fact that they got so many...
Nicole Kidman's in it,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, Nicole Kidman.
Oh, get out, really.
Laura Dern.
Should have led with that.
But like I said to Tom the other week, her role is actually, it's got a point to it, rather than her role in Star Wars. We
hey,
won't
come
get
on,
into
man.
That.
She saved the show. She saved everyone.
Yeah.
She's such a hero. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I haven't read the book. I don't think I will. I think the watching the TV show is probably enough, but I've got one more episode and then I know exactly what's happened. Dun, at least I hope.
Dun.
They have announced a second season though, so maybe we don't find out.
Mm.
That's going to annoy me.
Maybe there's another murder.
Tell me more about it. How long are the episodes?
So the episodes I'd say would be just under an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's HBO.
Yeah.
So
it's not your 42-minute hour.
Yeah, okay.
Or a 55-er.
Yeah, something like that. And it's a funny amount, actually. It's 7 episodes for the season.
HBO, there must be something to it. There must be a bit of... Is it grubby? Is there a lot of swearing? Is there a lot of sex?
Yeah, Nicole Kidman's pretty busy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you get to see a bit of Kit?
Yes.
Ooh. Nicole Kit off, man.
Come on,
yeah, worthwhile. And like I said, not a huge investment.
Yep.
7 episodes.
Yeah. What's her role in it? What's she doing?
So she's one of the mothers of, so it's all based around a children's, I think it's year one or grade one as they call it. Mm. And the parents surrounding the kids and they're all sort of connected somehow, usually through the school and the kids. But some of them are ex-wives and ex-husbands. They all still live in this area. There's a newcomer. She's a lot younger. She's a single mother. And you're trying to figure out why she's suddenly appeared in Monterey, because Monterey seems like a quite well-off place, but she's just a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
You think, what's she doing here? How is she afforded to be here? Is she running away from something, or is she running to something? It's all a bit, and you slowly find out bits and pieces. But as you slowly find out bits and pieces about all the characters, you start to think, is that the victim? Or are you the murderer?
Right.
Or you, I think you're probably dead meat. And then next episode you go, no, it must be this person who's the one that dies.
Mm.
Yeah, really, really good and very well done.
Okay.
They won a lot of awards.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't win Golden Globes last year. It might be this year they'll be winning some. I know Nicole has won a few awards for her role in it.
They'll be up for some Emmys for sure.
Yeah, Emmys. Yeah, absolutely.
But, so one to watch, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Tom, have you watched anything else?
I have. There's a new show on Vice.
Oh, yeah?
Because I like watching alternative content.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show called Most Expensivest. It's good hosted word. By your, ooh, your
you
boy.
You speak good.
It's hosted by your boy 2 Chainz.
Uh-huh.
Titty Boy himself. That's his nickname.
Titty his boy. Name's Titty mm. Boy.
His mother called him that. Because they were very close. It was. It's a saying.
Hang on, how close were they?
It's a saying from the hood where he grew up. It was a way of knocking someone for being a mama's boy.
You call right, him a titty
boy.
Right, got
you. Right.
2 Chainz.
Mm, keep him away from Todd McFarlane.
Sure.
With his nipples.
He basically goes around experiencing the most expensivest versions of things.
Oh.
So there's one episode that's reviewing the most expensivest health options.
In America?
Yeah. One of food. So he eats a gold-plated donut.
Not pointless at all.
No, gold-plated donut. One of how to give your dog the best life. There's one on having the best baycation, which is taking your bae, your significant other on a trip.
Your romantic trip.
And there's one that was particularly enjoying of the world's most expensive weed and different ways of enjoying that.
Meanwhile, how did he get this gig? This sounds like a gig that most people in the whole entire world want.
This sounds like a job for us.
Vice is making some pretty cool content. They're working with a lot of rappers. Like Action Bronson, he has his own talk show at night where it's hosted in a kitchen because he's a former chef.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has guests on and they cook some shit up together and have some fun.
Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg must be killing to get on Vice.
Did you see their show?
Yes, I've seen a couple of episodes.
Yeah,
yeah.
A bit of fun.
It's actually quite fun.
A bit of fun. So I find it very odd that Vice is owned by Disney and still get away with the stuff they do.
But Disney owns everyone.
Well, especially if this Fox deal goes through.
Yeah, that's huge. Mm.
That's one of the six big film companies.
Now, because of if this goes through, is it X-Men that will suddenly
X-Men
have a big resurgence? They're
Deadpool. And the Fantastic Four are the key ones that will go back to Marvel. So it means that basically Namor and the Hulk, Universal still have rights for solo films.
Okay.
Hulk can be in team films. That's why they put him in Thor and things like that.
Yep.
Other than that, all Marvel characters are now back with, because of the deal they cut with Sony for Spider-Man.
So we could easily see a reboot of X-Men.
You will. I think they might throw all the money in the world to get Hugh Jackman to come back as Logan for an Avengers film.
Hugh can't go wrong. People love him.
Honestly, if you put Wolverine and Spider-Man in the same Avengers film, people would just lose their bananas.
Yep, I'd lose mine. I would.
Another show I've been watching a few episodes of the fourth season of Broad City.
Ooh,
which,
yes.
Yes. I binge watched probably the first three seasons in just a week. It's so funny and so easy to get through. It started out as a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
They would just do sort of little funny skits set in New York. People like Amy Poehler picked it up. And it's on Comedy Central, I think, in the US. Very funny. Half-hour shows. They just get into ridiculous scenarios and situations. Situations.
Where does one find this?
It's on Foxtel. You can get it on the Comedy Channel.
Okay.
They make a lot of noise about it. They're very proud to have it.
Wow. Okay.
It's very funny.
Worth a few episodes at least.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Bring it.
Yeah.
It's very sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ash, I'm wondering if you've been busy in If you've been busy in some sort of time machine, because you were talking about Round the Twist a few weeks ago.
Oh, don't. There goes that fucking song again.
It's on Netflix. The original show is on Netflix. It's on. You can watch it anytime you want.
Great.
When Stranger Things happen.
Also, Quantum Leap.
Oh, boy.
Whoop.
The original Quantum Leap is on the Sci-Fi Channel, I believe, on Foxtel.
I used to love that
I
show.
I loved that show.
It was really, really good.
Really, really good fun.
Not something that you'd have to invest a whole lot of brain power into, but it was great passive watching. It was interesting. There was a great characters, good actors.
And you could watch one episode without having to watch all the others.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sort of standalones a little bit.
Did you ever see the last episode? I hate to be that guy because I know we've talked before
I
about how heavy the ending of ALF was and how disappointed I was that they never go back. Well, the ending of Quantum Leap, there's a title card at the end that just says he never returned to his own body.
Wasn't there a talk about because they were, I think you mentioned it, I don't know if it was on the podcast or just to us, that they were leaving it open for a movie?
Yeah, they were hoping to do some more with it. And before it aired, they had a pretty strong feeling that that wouldn't go ahead. So they put that title card on saying that he never got back to his body, which still leaves it open to continue more. But at the same time is pretty upsetting because the entire purpose of him doing all this stuff, like through time he learned to be a better person and stuff, but originally was to get himself back to his own body. There's apparently he and the show creator have, Scott Bakula and the show creator have written a film, a reboot film to bring it back now. That would tie in Bakula's character, maybe passing off the mantle to some younger person.
How about that? Yeah. What a surname too, by the way, Bakula. Do you reckon he cop grief at school?
Does he count a lot?
That was bloody good.
Very. I got nothing else. Got nothing else on that one.
I had a lot of time for Bakula. I've seen him in some great stuff.
He was in a show I watched a couple of episodes of recently, and he played a gay guy who had quite a lot of money. It was a serious role, and it was the first time I'd seen him in a really long time. And I thought, I mean, I know he was playing someone who was very well kept. I thought, he's aged well.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
It's good to see that.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than not seeing someone on TV for some time, and you see them, then you go, whoa! Oh,
dear.
Whoa.
Jeez.
What happened to you?
Or when you see them and they don't look anything like they used to because they've tried to continue looking like they used
to.
Sure,
yes.
That's worse, I think.
Well, he spent the last few years on NCIS or whatever it is, New Orleans. Down south. Yeah, he's top notch.
He's a good bloke.
I'll give a shout out to my missus right now because I think Bakula is on her pass list.
So really?
She's been there.
No, she gets a free pass.
Oh, right. Oh, hall pass.
Yeah, hall pass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many's on the list?
I'm a couple, I think. I don't know.
And he's up there. It's impressive.
I think the deal is that it gets to happen as long as Sam comes and watches.
Look, she's just a big Quantum Leap fan, that's all.
Oh, we shouldn't
judge. You guys also see the remake of Monkey Magic?
Oh, yeah, that was the best part of New Year's.
Did that happen?
I haven't seen it. I've only seen the ads for it.
Oh, dude, it is a real high budget.
It's Australian and New Zealand, is it?
Netflix
has something to do with it
in the
ABC.
It's got people from Hunt for the Wild People.
Mm-hmm.
And like really good Kiwi comedians in there.
Yeah.
And when it started, it looked serious. There was like 15 seconds of real seriousness. I was like, what is this? This looks like Drek. And then the comedy started and then the action. And I was like, holy shit, I'm here for this.
And the cloud, the cloud.
Oh.
Where was this?
We stayed home to watch the fireworks special with ABC for kids. Giggle and hoot.
Oh. All right, our pals. We're going to count down to New Year's Eve at 9 p.m.
And then, they had the fireworks. And as soon as it ended, it went back to Charlie Pickering and he said, I got something better than fireworks for you. Roll the tape. Showed the first trailer for Monkey and everyone went like,
yeah. Ooh, wow. Yeah. Hey, what happened with that New Year's Eve special? Because I thought Rove was meant to host. There were ads for Rove.
Really?
Rove was involved in the Giggle and Hoot special.
Oh, right. That must have been
Rove, Kitty Flanagan, Dr. Carl.
Trouble. Oh, Jesus.
Sam Simmons popped up for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing fake audition pieces for Play School.
Yes, yeah, I saw bits of that on social.
So for those of you listeners who live overseas or something like that, Giggle and Hoot is a show that we have for very young children. It's hosted by a very hyperactive young guy named Jimmy Giggle, and his best friend is a talking puppet owl.
Why is he called Jimmy Giggle?
Because he giggles a lot.
He giggles a lot.
But Jimmy Giggle is a heartthrob and is loved by Australian mums. Like, throw panties at him level.
Mm. That's not awkward when you take your kids along to a Jimmy Giggle show and you've got your undies out.
Yeah. No.
But they're very clever with it. So when it's the daytime show, the normal show, it's very – everything's above board and it's very much aimed at kids. But every year for New Year's, they do a Giggle and Hoot special and it's kind of more aimed at the parents having to stay home to watch the 9 o'clock show with their kids.
There's something in it for mum and dad as well.
There's just a lot of real, not even thinly veiled jabs at the ABC.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, Kitty Flanagan is a pretty controversial comedian. She said some out there gear. She made Hoot cry and nearly got fired from the ABC.
Oh,
was
come
it
on.
This year?
Yeah. It was part of the thing.
Mm.
You know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It was very funny.
Take it on the chin, Hoot. Yeah. Toughen up.
And then the adults came out and it was a countdown special.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. The bits and pieces, I mean, they had a lot of not only real classic Aussie artists, like, you know, you had Jimmy Barnes there, but a lot of newer acts as well.
Isaiah
that I went,
got in.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah. And they were singing great songs that everybody knows. Oh, everybody knows.
And Kate Sobrano.
I love Kate. Mm. I love Kate Sobrano and have for years. I remember she was one of the coolest people. I thought she was so cool years ago with songs like Passion. I just thought she was so cool.
I've got a mild crush on Kate. And the thing is, when I was working in radio, I spoke to her on the phone.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I turned into a little killing 14-year-old boy. And I told her that I loved her.
She's just great.
She is great. And she put on a great performance as well. A few flashback songs there of her, and she did some ABBA.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they threw some good songs in
there. I'd be really happy if they did that each year.
Me too.
Forward. I think that's something that the ABC can own.
Countdown is so iconic.
Yeah.
And it just lends to that party atmosphere, and it makes you want to go and hang out there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Waiting for midnight for me for years, I'm talking since I was 8, is a punish.
Oh,
I've never been that impressed or interested in New Year's.
No.
But that sort of thing, when you're at a party and there's actual entertainment going on, perfect.
Yeah. I'll tell you what that show didn't need.
What?
Molly Meldrum at the start. Did you see him?
Oh, don't. Poor Molly.
I agree, poor Molly. Don't trot him out.
Mm.
He's had some struggles. He's had some illnesses and stuff. Mm. And you could see he shouldn't be on camera.
Mm. Yeah, that bad.
In that setting. If he was having a conversation with someone but just, you know, reading auto cue, talking directly to camera and stuff, you can see that the fall didn't do much good.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's so maybe have a chat with him or something like that, right?
Yeah, or just have a big picture of him with his hat.
Yep.
Like an Andy Warhol style.
I'm just going to say, if anyone's listening, if you wanted to combine the best of Rocker Steadford and Countdown for next year's show, the stage should be a giant rotating hat and they perform on different areas of the brim.
Yes.
Lucky.
Can we be there?
Yes.
I mean, we don't have to perform. I just want to be there.
I think we should be operating the hat.
Just us on bikes that power the hat.
We could have it linked to a DJ deck.
That'd be fun for the artists.
Whoa. Are you ready to rock?
Of course, Ash should make sure that it's smooth sailing for when Kate's there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I reckon that wraps up this episode. Wraps it up.
I think it does too.
Ash, I want to thank you for being back in 2018.
Oh, thanks for having me here.
And should we thank Tom together?
Let's do
should
it.
Should we count it down?
Yeah, on the count of three.
Three, two, one.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you for being my friends.